having a look here at what's been going on at BBC America. Yes, have I told you the story? Probably have, quite a few times, I think. But I do tend to forget these things. When I was living in Memphis, I wanted to have access to the BBC. This was sort of before the internet, or at least before you could sort of get it at reasonable prices. And of course, I didn't have anything. I was in Memphis. I had nothing at all. We were renting a place, so I didn't have any of my home comforts, didn't have a computer, didn't have anything. It was before I'd got my first laptop, before you could sort of get these sort of cheap laptops and things. And I think it was before Wi-Fi and all that. So basically, I had nothing. And I wanted my regular fix of all things BBC. And what did I have to do? I had to get... I didn't have to. I wanted to. but we had to get cable to get the BBC. And we got BBC America. And I was happy, yes. It was back when Ricky Gervais was still making new episodes of The Office. That's how long ago it was. Quite a few years ago. About 10 years ago, I think. So there we go. There's my little story there. Bit boring, but you know, I like it. I like it so much. I always forget how many times I've told it. Pilar's fed up with that story. I can elaborate. I can go into more details, but suffice to say, I love the BBC so much that I got BBC America. But we had to. It was at a time when cable and satellite and everything was starting to go digital for the first time. And you had the choice. You actually had the choice. Hello there. I'd like to subscribe to your wonderful satellite thing, please. And the sort of person on the line. Okay, sir, would you like analog or digital? Well, let me tell you, it's been a long time since I've been given the choice between analog and digital. In fact, you can't, in most places now, you can't get analog television at all. So it was quite a milestone, really. So I had the choice of having analog. I think it was just as Time Warner had first sort of joined, you know, the big merger thing, and I had the choice of analog or the digital. But to get the BBC one, you had to go digital. So I paid my extra sort of $20 or $30. I mean, it was very expensive. I was paying about $70 a month or something to get the package, but I did it for the BBC. That's how... Oh, I've just almost knocked the microphone on the floor there. Wasn't very good. That's how loyal I am to the BBC. So there we go. So good old BBC America. Bringing the very best of the BBC to the Americas. Yes. Okay. Well, anyway, so I'm looking here at the BBC thingy. BBC America Twitter page. Looking at all the kind of programs they're showing now. It's a little bit different to when I was watching BBC America, but still looks pretty fab. Being Human, Primeval. I was watching one of those a few days ago. Let me have a look. Oh, so you show Six Nations Rugby on BBC America. I didn't know that. Okay. What else? Episodes. Have you been watching episodes? What do you think of that? Interesting. Okay, what else have we got here? Law and Order UK. You can meet the cast and watch the videos. I quite like that. I think it's quite fast-paced. I think the BBC should show more programmes in the same sort of style as Law and Order UK, quite frankly. But I've always preferred the sort of 45-minute episodes as opposed to the 90-minute episodes. I mean, when I was watching the BBC America channel, they were showing Cracker and Morse, which is not always associated with the BBC, but in America it is. And I was watching those programs. I love those programs, but like 90 minutes is a lot. 90 minutes, it's a proper movie. I prefer the old 42, 45 minute stuff. At the most, you know, even moonlighting sometimes 50 minutes, but 90 minutes is a little bit long for my liking. But there we go. So some bit of news info there from BBC America. Okay, brought back lots of lots of nice memories there as well.